I mean, there's really nothing more we can say about, you know, what's been going on. Something has to change. So
can a game against a division rival in Green Bay kind of kickstart? I know you guys don't look at the half of the season, but can it kickstart you guys starting the momentum?
Definitely, just because not just because they're our division, but just because it's the next game, you know, on the schedule. And that's the only way we could look at it. We have 8 games left that we can focus on trying to improve and just go from there. You know, regardless of who it is, you know, it's the next game on the schedule. That's our next opportunity to prove that, you know, we are a good team and bring all those little things that we've been, you know, lacking on and bring them to where they work for us.
Jim had an interesting talk about this morning in his press conference, talking about making sure you're still playing for the name on the front of the jersey instead of just the name on the back. What's the balance like for you guys? Because you know that a lot of guys have said we're all playing for our jobs as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's the way we provide for our family. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, I love the guys in this locker room and all that, and I'm going to do whatever it takes, you know, to be able to know that they can count on me, you know, if I get the opportunity to get back out there. But at the same time, you know, I think about my family. This is the way I provide for them, you know. This is how I feed my kids, you know. I just had another kid, you know, so that's very important to me. But, you know, we just got to make sure that we stay focused that, you know, there's 31 other teams that are going to be looking at the tape. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Whether what happens at the end of the season, we have to make sure that we're able to put the best product that we can. It's just not the for the Lions, but it's for the logo of the league and also the name on our backs as well. Who are you as a person? You know, these next 8 games are really going to show who that person is as individuals. Are they going to be a team player or are we going to separate? And luckily, I strongly believe that with the leaders that we have here, we're going to stick together.
Thanks, man. Yes, sorry I attracted the attention.
Manny, I apologize if you were asked this before, but what was your reaction next week when you heard about the firings?
You know, Devi didn't expect the ones that happened, but, you know, something always happens in on a bye week when certain things like this, when you have the type of season we're having. Unfortunately, you know, happened to 2 good guys. I think they're very respected in this building and still are. You know, I was here the first go around when it first happened with Millen. So it's unfortunate, you know, but there's certain things that have to be done in order to try to make a change. You know, I don't know what else to say, you know. Just can take the next step and try to move forward.
How do you make sure this is different than that year when you guys lost every game after that?
I mean, I'm so crazy about it because it is so much different. We have a lot of talent on this team. It's just not being able to bring it together on Sundays. You know, I think that, again, that falls back on us as the players. You know, it's our responsibility to make sure we're on top of everything and be able to come together as one, you know. And, you know, hopefully this next game we're able to prove that we are the team we always talk about. Because it's little things here and there that are always kind of like misfiring for us. And, you know, we have to make sure that we're able to bring it together. Don't just look at that we have 8 games left, but take it as we have another opportunity, you know, with the next team on the schedule.
You say it falls back on the players. What kind of message does it send when you see things like that happening?
Well, I mean, you know, I look at them as they were our top dogs in the building, you know, Martin and Tom. If they're willing to make those type of moves to them, you know, we're no different. You know, we'll go a lot easier than they will, you know. So, you got to make sure you're able to move forward, get everything together. You know, again, I really don't know what else to say. It just sounds repetitive to me now. You know, it is what it is.
How do you guys not let the human nature creep in that the coach might be, you know, kind of a lame duck coach, even referred to it, you know, I'm not a dead man walking, but when what's going on has gone on here, do you expect you guys to come in and change the whole staff?
I mean, again, we have to take the next game for what it is and make sure we try to improve on it. Again, you know, we can't really worry about what other people say outside this building. Y'all heard that many times, but it's true.